and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes.
Minutes of the previous meeting of September 3rd.
I make a motion to accept the minutes of the previous meeting, September 3rd.
I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Treasurer's report.
Sure, thank you. After the last meeting, we received $1,110 from zoning, $10,069.50 from real estate transfer tax, $394.78 from code inspections. As of today, there are $34,362.18 in NBT Bank checking account, $15,823.40 in NBT Bank money market, $306,950.29 in Pliggett general account, $118,777.05 in Pliggett liquid pools account, $11,916.15 in Wayne Bank investment account, $12,596.59 in Wayne Bank payroll account, $12,987.98 in Wayne Bank ambulance account. So after passing the ARPA funding resolution, expenditure resolution, $12,640.60 was spent for the payroll. That money has to be transferred from the Pliggett General to the payroll account because the ARPA fund is currently sitting in that Pliggett General account. And also, after that, $24,370.34 was spent for the bill payment. That money also has to be transferred from the Pliggett General account.
Okay, so there's two transfers you're looking for.
Yes.
And give us the numbers and the accounts again, please.
So for payroll, the expenditure was $12,640.60.
And that's on the ARPA sheet on the bottom there. It's spelled out on the bottom of the ARPA.
That these are the transfers that are being requested.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I'll make a motion that we transfer $12,640.60 to the Wayne payroll account from the Pliggett account.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Make a motion that we transfer $24,370.34 from the NBT account for bills that have to be paid from the Pliggett account.
It's spent already. That money is spent already.
It's a reimbursement.
Reimbursement
so from Pliggett to NBT checking.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed.
Thank you.
Okay, before we move on to Roadmaster's report, just have to announce we had an executive session earlier this evening before the meeting started, and it was to discuss personnel matters. And also, just to let people know, Emil Moglia passed away.
Emil Moglia was the vacancy chair here for a long time.
Yes, so we have to look for a new vacancy chair.
Nope. We appointed Mr. Holmes vacancy chair in January because Emil moved out of town first. Right.
I forgot about that. Okay, and the Roadmaster. Waco did our paving up on Shakopee Road. We did 2,400 feet at 16 foot wide. It's one shot the full width of it. It turned out excellent. They had a road was pretty broken up, so it ended up costing us a little over $1,000 more to get the road leveled up so they could do a good pavement job onto it, but it's still under. It was still less than our other bid. And they sent us the final invoice, which I'll be signing a check tomorrow to pay them along with the weigh slips. So, and the guys have been up there working on the shoulders, trying to get the shoulders in. So far, they've put probably over 150 tons of millings working on the shoulders. It's a slow process because the road's narrow, wide. It's just, there's only two of them working, but they've done well over 150 tons of millings. That hasn't cost us anything. I had them hauled up there when they were doing the school parking lot. They're at the end of Shakopee Road, but it takes time to break them all up, so they don't get as much done during the day as they'd like to, but they've been laying there for 3 years, so they're pretty well hardened up, so you got to spend some time smashing them, breaking them up with the backhoe and stuff before you try spreading them with our widener. But hopefully by the end of the week we'll have much of it done. There's one section up there we're looking at. We might put number three stone into it instead of millings because it's going downhill from the housekeeper's driveway down. It would drain. And Harvey and I have been looking at it, so it might work out better with number three stone to widen the road a little bit there so the water can still run through it. And we'll figure that out.
While you're on that, just so you know, I was calling around for different prices, and Quarry Management has millings for $8 a ton. I thought it was pretty cheap.
Yeah. I don't know whether they've been processed or they just dumped.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Millings harden up pretty good in a pile, but you can break them up. We've been doing pretty good.
No, I'm just saying for future.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper than stone.
Yeah. But that's what the guys have been working on. But again, I said, they did a fantastic job on that road. That should last us 20 years.
Great.
And it's been over 20 years since last time it was paved. So, and they got some hard truck in there for a while when they were working on the gas lines. So moving on to zoning.
I have nothing. There was nothing in the report.
Public participation.
I guess it's me or no one, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Pittman.
Oh.
Bill, you have anything? Secretary's report.
Did you have anything, Dave?
No.
Okay.
Okay, we received the following correspondence email from the Auditor General requesting financial information to perform an audit in relation to the Pennsylvania Municipal Retirement System, the County Assessment Office memo regarding an appeal hearing for October 9th, email from the Pennsylvania Auditor General announcing the 2024 Commonwealth State aid allocation of $13,074.23 for the Volunteer Fire Relief Association, a letter of resignation from Michelle Long as Assistant Secretary, save the date flyer for the State of the County Dinner, November 4th at the Inn at Woodlock Pines, the Gatsby 68 report for Milford Township for 2023 from the Pennsylvania Municipal Retirement System, a letter from Monroe County Vector Control reporting one mosquito sample testing positive for West Nile virus in Milford Township, and a press release with that same information, a flyer on safe drinking water workshop to be held September 23rd at the Pike County Training Center. It's on 7/39. PSETS, Unemployment Compensation Group Trust 2024 ballot for election of trustees. Listing of bidders registered for 2024 upset sale from the Pike County Tax Claim Bureau along with Act 33. Wayne Bank invitation for the John H. Wallace House Bed and Breakfast Grand Opening October 8th, 2024.
Old business 2025 budget.
I'll make a motion that we table the budget at this time.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So pass.
Time for the public hearing.
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we recess the supervisors meeting and convene the public hearing for the proposed zoning ordinance update to the motor vehicle sales definition in our zoning ordinance.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Tony, you want to open up the hearing?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, members of the Board of Supervisors, for allowing me to attend the Zoom this evening. This is a hearing with regard to a zoning ordinance amendment, and what we are amending is a definition of vehicle and equipment sales operation. I believe the secretary has the proof of publication, and if you could just give us the dates that it was published.
It was published on August 29th and September 5th.
Thank you very much, Michelle. So we're here pursuant to that public notice to receive public comment regarding the amendment. And the amendment is for purposes of allowing equipment sales and rentals, including construction equipment, ATVs, UTVs, trailers for hauling, and power sports equipment in a vehicle and equipment sales operation. The present ordinance strictly limits itself to display and sale of automobiles, paint rental trucks or vans, mobile homes or trailers, and recreational vehicles. Did not have any uses for equipment sales or rentals, and as a result, we found that rather than having to go through a situation where equipment sales and rentals is not in the ordinance at all, we decided to put this in this definition. Also being amended is the definition of vehicle or equipment repair operation. That definition is an establishment engaged in the service or repair of any vehicles. We've added equipment under the vehicle and equipment sales operation to include the ATV, UTV, and construction equipment. So with that, is there any member of the public that wants to make a comment regarding the proposed change? If so, if you please come to the microphone.
Or unmute yourself if you're Bill.
There's no one there?
No.
Mr. Helms is here, but he doesn't choose to stand up and have a comment at this time.
That's pretty scary. Well, I guess Bill has no comment.
Nope.
Mr. Chairman, I would send it back to you. There's no public comment. I'd like to thank the court reporter for coming.
Every time you come, we have no comments. It's a lickety-split hearing.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we close the hearing and reconvene the supervisors' meeting.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So
aye.
Passed.
I would just add for the supervisor's benefit that the Pike County Planning Commission says that it's consistent with the Pike County Community Comprehensive Plan, and our Planning Commission had the opportunity to review and also recommend an approval.
Okay, moving on, new business proclamation.
Wait.
Want me to make the motion?
I'm looking at you to see if you want to
adopt the changes to our zoning ordinance. What was the number?
These are definitions.
For definitions. That's correct. Yeah. For the definitions for the...
Here. You're welcome.
Vehicle equipment sales and operation and vehicle equipment repair and operation.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Thanks.
Okay. Proclamation of EMS Month in October.
Michelle was kind enough to take our Emergency Services Appreciation Month resolution from last year and update it for us for this year. I would like to make a motion that we adopt October, that we pass this resolution to adopt October as Emergency Services Appreciation Month.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. When the department was here, when the fire department was here at our last meeting, we were asking them, the supervisors have had a tradition of doing something extra that we personally pay for members of the department.
Yes.
I think last year we did pizza, and the year before that we did like subs, and the year before that we did t-shirts, or we did a plaque, and the year before that it was t-shirts. Bill has his hand up.
I'm going to say either that or pass me a pen out of the pen coffin over there.
Bill has his hand up. Do you have a comment, Bill? Go ahead.
Bill, do you have a comment on this?
Maybe Bill's having some technical difficulties. So we see that your hand came down and that you're not muted, but you're not saying anything. Okay. When the folks from the department were here, they indicated to us that food was their preference over plaques and t-shirts. What's your pleasure? I think one of the reasons we did subs was because we could patronize an establishment in the township.
Want to do subs, you want to do pizza?
Well, we did pizza. It was pizza last year, right?
No, it was subs last year.
Was it subs last year? Okay. Subs we can get in the township, and pizza we can't, so.
You mean there's no pizza joint in Milford Township?
Nope. There's three in Milford.
Isn't that in the zoning? Isn't that in the zoning? So where
do we have?
They're all in.
Can we do something from Balti's? Or are we already?
There's no pizzeria in the township.
No.
No. There used to be.
Wow. I know.
That was the best pizza in the area, too.
That sounds wrong.
No.
Well, Balti's, I don't know. Just,
Balti's does more like catering and stuff.
Yeah, they don't do...
I didn't know if we could just like order a couple different things from Balti's, maybe.
Well, these guys wanted it after what? Their work? Their workshop.
Drill night.
Their drill night.
Drill night on Monday night was their preference.
Yeah, so we're probably better off.
Yeah.
Probably better off just doing pizza, even though we can't get it from the township, because it's easier for the guys on drill night to grab a slice of pizza.
Okay.
Because they create a lot of... Yeah, still going on down there, drill night. If you've ever seen their drill night, it's pretty intense.
Maybe see this time if maybe
we were going to be like a half an hour earlier.
Right.
Then.
So it's less they got to clean up too with pizza.
Okay.
They pull hoses, hundreds and hundreds of foot of hoses, and everything else out on drill night.
Okay. I'm game. You're thinking Carini's?
Yeah. So we might be try Carini's this time because the prices have really gone up on it.
Carini's is highest in town.
Not anymore.
Is it really?
It was the last time.
It was the last. Yeah, we went and got it a couple weeks ago, and they were actually cheaper than Arthur Ave.
I know regular pizza at Arthur Ave is $19.07.
Wow.
The regular?
Yep, regular cheese.
I think
pizza.
We just got Carini's. It was 15 something.
We get one there every Saturday for a nap. It's $19.07 for a single cheese pizza.
I'm at a distinct disadvantage since I cannot eat pizza. I have no idea what the prices are on pizza anymore.
Can Shahana and I look and find
check
what
the three
would work and then order and coordinate that?
Yeah, and find out exactly what their night is they want it.
Okay. Well, they said they wanted it for drill night, which is Monday night. Monday night is drill night.
Is it every Monday night?
I thought that's what they said when they were here last month.
I can't remember what.
Why don't I call Eric and have a conversation with him about what would be best to time for delivery and all that fun stuff, and then we'll shoot you guys an email when we come up with a
call Eric or Mike Bello. Call the chief.
Okay, well, I need the chief's number then.
You have Mike's number?
I'll look and see if I have Mike's number. I'm just looking to see.
Yeah, they're at 18. I know we got it for Carini's? 15 something, yeah.
Yeah, some of them have Monday night specials.
I know barbecue chicken for Koreans is $28.
Is this something that staff can figure out?
Apple Valley has wings.
Now it's $12.
That's what it says.
Personal. That's personal.
Oh, that's personal. I looked at the wrong one. It's 18.
Yeah.
Unless they can give us a deal on it, because I know we was just had it a couple weeks ago and it was 15 something.
It could be what night of the week it is. John's has special certain nights.
Yeah, John's has special nights.
That are, you know, it's a little bit different on that night.
You get pizza from my house, you get from Candy's.
Candy's, that's the best place. Yeah.
That's the best.
Well, if we're not staying in the township, it doesn't really make a difference to me. But, okay, so staff is going to check with the fire department.
I'm going to call the chief and ask the chief where do they want to get pizza from and order the pizza that they want.
Sounds good to me.
Do all that.
Yeah. Okay, we pay for it ourselves, though. So we'll, you know, we each have to cough up our money to the office if you guys are going to order it with the card.
Just pay for it with the card and we'll reimburse the card.
That's fine.
Okay.
See how many you need. Because we leave the army, they need.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get that from them.
Probably get double members if they know it's pizza night.
I know. Last time they were in, they said they're fully staffed.
Right. They're pretty busy over there, so growing and growing, which is a good thing that
yes.
we want to continue to encourage. All right. So,
this
we'll take care of that.
His appointment of constables for the election. I don't think we have the authority to appoint a constable.
Did we skip letter of support or did I miss it?
Oh. Letters of support for the Milford Fire Department. We have not heard anything back
we
from the chief.
There's nothing to do.
Okay. I'll table it.
I'll make a motion to table the letters of support for the fire department pending receipt of their information for that application.
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Appointment of constable for elections.
Dave, you want to be a constable?
No.
What about you? As our vacancy chair, is there anybody you can think of in the township that you think might be interested and willing to serve as the constable that we should encourage to petition to court for that?
Okay, we'll think about it.
Has to be a township resident.
Yeah.
Has to be a township resident, yep. And their conduct has to be obviously above reproach. The primary job right now is election day security. So they kind of babysit the line for election day and their presence hopefully dispels bad behavior, hopefully.
I think we should send a quick letter off to the sheriff's office also, see if they would send a deputy here.
Yeah, I think you should too.
We might not have to do a whole letter. A phone call might suffice. The last time I shot an email over there and they were happy to send somebody.
So. Well, I think let's contact them one way or another.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I call the sheriff's office, find out if we can get somebody and see what they're requesting. They may want something in writing and then we can just do that.
Yeah. Jason's the acting sheriff.
Jason?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're calling? Okay.
It's a whole lot of chicken scratch to remember.
PSATs announcing a Northeast Region Forum and Agenda October 15th.
Yep. Do we have, has anyone gotten back to you that they want to go?
Nope.
I am going to go. Anybody else? Staff at all interested in?
Yeah, I can go.
Okay. They have QuickBooks training that day and the agenda looked pretty robust, actually, I thought.
Okay.
I worked that day.
I normally do too, but I finagled participation in some of these things as part of my plan, so.
For me to get a day off is like pulling teeth.
Well, it's almost 2 weeks in a row with the county convention.
That's October 4th, right?
You can't do 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Huh? County convention's October 4th.
Right.
Yeah.
So register you and Shahana?
That's fine. I typically always pay for myself, so.
Okay, so.
That's fine.
You want Shahana to register herself then?
Yeah.
Where's it at?
It's at Camelback, right?
Camelback Resort in Tannersville.
Need motion, is that?
I think we already, didn't we already approve sending any staff who wanted to go?
Yeah.
And yeah, so this is just kind of follow-up to see if anybody else wanted to go.
We didn't formally do it at any meeting. That's why it's on the agenda.
Oh. Well, thank you for reminding us.
I swore we did.
We got the correspondence last month.
That was for the county convention.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve attendance at the county convention, at the regional forum for Shahana.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Moving on, Hickory Hills request to use the building.
I'll make a motion that we approve the building use request from Hickory Hills for September 26th.
Is everything updated? Insurance and everything?
They were sending that, right, Shahana?
Oh, yeah, after it's approved. The insurance is good until October 1. And they will make the bond money. That's $100.
Right.
They do that, and they will pay $25 rent. They will do that after I call them that it's approved.
I'll amend my motion to say with this standard and typical terms.
I'll second it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Okay, Gray Towers.
Okay, Gray Towers, this is their 18th year requesting to close the Old Oweagle Turnpike. I know. It's only one day this year.
Yeah, I saw that. They're down to one day.
One day. So, and they asked to borrow our road close signs as usual. Great Towers does not have insurance like we asked for. They are self-insured because it's a government agency. So I'd like to make a motion that we allow Great Towers National Historic Site to close the Old Week Turnpike on September 28th, I think it's from 10 to 5. They usually shut it down a little earlier.
Can we...
I asked them about the sign that you brought up. That's where PennDOT told them to put it. And the only place.
From 9 to...
12. I forget what time it was.
It's 9 to 6.
9 to 6.
Yeah, that's 9 to
6. Yeah, I spoke to Nicole today about that sign. That's where PennDOT wants it.
It creates such a hazard for people coming out.
I know it. I rode down there today.
You can barely see up the hill, and someone's going to have an accident at some point.
Where do they close the road?
They close it.
At the top.
At the top, basically, so nobody can come down it.
Right. Did we ask them about doing the out going up so that they're not just sending the people back down the hill? No.
It's hard to, they don't have enough personnel to put somebody up there to let them in and out. Because if you move those, the minute you move those road close signs up there, people shoot down that road.
Well, half the time they shoot down that road anyway because they just move the sign themselves, right?
Well, I should have moved it twice when I put them right back up. Because I run them down a hill all day on Saturdays. I told them to try to keep a better eye on that road close up there. These people are just unbelievable. Website management services.
I only got one.
We didn't approve it.
We didn't approve
it. You made a motion.
Thank you.
Did you second it?
Can they not yet. Can they get somebody up there, like from the Sheriff's Department or no?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah. I'm just asking. All right, I'll second it.
I will ask them over, please, to check on them more often also.
Yeah, because they do patrol
up that road. They do have a contract with Great Towers.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
That's right.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Right, if you have an occasion to talk to PennDOT, it might be good to mention to them that if that sign moved away from Route 6 by a foot, it would give a lot more line of sight going up the hill.
Move back towards the Wiggle Turnpike a foot.
Yeah.
How last time called is to move it.
Because it's, you go to get out of there, you look up the hill, and you know how fast they come down the hill. Half the time they come out of the Apple Valley parking lot that fast.
I don't know what PennDOT was doing today. They were walking down Harper Street taking pictures of different locations.
That might be from that. It might have something to do with that escaped person that they were.
What?
The incident that was on Hartford Street with the gentleman who was.
Who had
flailing about.
Was having
a mental
health episode.
Crisis. It might have something to do with
about
that.
About a month ago?
Yeah.
That was on Broad Street.
That was on Broad Street.
That was on Broad Street.
You said it was Hartford.
No,
it
was Broad Street.
No, it was definitely Broad Street.
Yeah, I don't want.
This out guy. In front of, over by Wise Guys and the diner.
Yeah, he was down by, when I saw him, he was taking pictures around 9th Street, which is right down from the Wiggle Turnpike. I don't know what.
No, that could have something to do with HOPs. Yeah, if they're hitting all the alleys and streets. Every once in a while, they do get a bug up their butt to see who's got HOPs for what.
Okay. Website management services.
I put that on the agenda after we went back and forth, and I just didn't take it off.
Okay.
But I think that's fine. If you leave it the way it is, it should be fine.
Okay. So I just had a question about whether, first, before we get into the why, I just want to say, Michelle, so sorry. So happy for you and sorry for us to see you go, for sure. Definitely with our deepest regrets that we see you go.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I heard that. I heard you. I thought you said you had a letter that, and I thought I couldn't have heard that right.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear something right.
We're hanging on to her until the 25th.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a trainer.
We appreciate you giving us that time.
I'm going to put handcuffs on you on the way out. So you can't leave.
As a threat might be illegal, Gary. So
yeah, I don't think my husband would appreciate that very much.
Yeah, we're gonna miss you, Michelle.
Thank you.
For sure.
Just gonna change you to the desk until we're comfortable enough you can leave.
I keep trying, Tony. I keep trying.
Thank you, Michelle, for everything you've done so far, and we are gonna miss you.
Thank you
very much.
Other public participation.
Crickets.
Bill didn't.
We had
he didn't unmute himself.
No.
Is there any comments in the chat, Shahana? Because he
no.
No.
He put his hand up and then he was unmuted and then we couldn't hear anything. So I don't know if he's having technical issues or.
Yeah, the chat box is empty.
Okay.
We had an executive session to discuss our personnel matters.
I'll make a motion that we advertise for the assistant secretary treasurer position, which is being vacated.
I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed. If nothing else, I'll make a motion we pay the bills and adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Hi.
Aye. So is
that like have a lovely evening.
Is that like a record for
you guys?
Thank you
very much. Appreciate it.
I think it is.
Oh, wow.
It's a record.
I think.